Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a very nice story, really a very beautiful story, and it involves the Lubavitcher Rebbe before he officially became Rebbe. Now, in 1950, on Yud Shvat, the 10th day of the month of Shvat, previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, completed his work in this world and passed away. However, present Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, did not accept the leadership of Chabad right away. It took him an entire year. And then on Yud Shvat, on the 10th day of Shvat of 1951, Tavshin Yud Aleph, 5711, that's when the Rebbe accepted. So this story occurs in between that time. And it goes like this. There was a young man, but not so young, named Rabbi Yom Tov Ehrlich. He was 35 years old, and he had not gotten married yet. He was getting kind of nervous about how he would get married, because he tried a number of times, met with a number of possibilities and so forth, maybe many, and nothing had worked out. So a friend of his suggested he should visit the Lubavitcher Rebbe in Crown Heights, which was only a short ride from his home, where he lived in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Rabbi Yom Tov was a chassid of Karlin. He knew many Chabad chassidim from his years war, World War II. He was in Samarkand in Russia. It was now 1950, and the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, had recently passed away, and no one had taken over officially as Rebbe. So Rabbi Yom Tov said to his friend who made the suggestion, "The Lubavitcher Rebbe passed away, so who should I see?" His friend said, "Well, they say that his son-in-law is something very special. Why don't you go and visit Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson?" So Rabbi Yom Tov did exactly that. He went to 770 Eastern Parkway in Crown Heights. He knocked on the office door of the new Rebbe, who had not yet actually formally accepted the leadership, but later he would become officially the new Rebbe. And he took a seat and explained his problem in full detail. He's 35 years old. He has not been able to find a shidduch. The Rebbe answered him, "Our custom is to write down any requests which we have on paper." The Rebbe said, "Come, I will help you. Do you have a pen?" Rabbi Yom Tov looked around in his pockets, but he didn't have a pen. "Go outside and borrow a pen from somebody," the Rebbe told him. "When you come back, we'll write the letter together." And that's what he did. Rabbi Yom Tov stepped into the adjacent shul, this right down the hallway, across the hall, and he borrowed a pen from an older gentleman, and he went back to the Rebbe to write the letter. With that done, he went back into the shul and returned the pen to its owner. The gentleman, whose name was Rabbi Elimelech Moskowitz, realized that this young man was coming from the Rebbe's office. And so he figured there was something special going on over here. Rabbi Moskowitz said, "The Rebbe sits in his room all day, studying Torah and writing scholarly notes. Surely he has his own pen. There must be a reason why he sent you outside to find one." "What did you ask him?" Rabbi Yom Tov said, "I asked him to help me to find a suitable wife. I'm looking for a shidduch. I'm looking for a wife." "Aha," said the older man. "I see. Well, it so happens that my daughter, Chana Rivka, is also looking for a nice young man to marry. This must be why the Rebbe sent you out to me." And it turns out that he was right. The two met, and it wasn't long before Rabbi Yom Tov and Chana Rivka became married and started a family of their own. Now think about this story for a minute. Of course the Rebbe had a pen. He writes scholarly notes all the time, has lots of use for a pen, does a lot of writing. Why did he send this young man out into the hallway to get a pen? Was it just by accident that he didn't have a pen handy, and so he said, "Go out in the hallway and borrow a pen"? Obviously not. The Rebbe knew that when he went out to borrow a pen, he would go to this older chassid, Rabbi Moskowitz, to borrow a pen, And he knew that Rabbi Moskowitz would ask, what's going on? Why do you have to borrow a pen from the Rebbe? Why can't you borrow a pen from the Rebbe? Why do you have to borrow a pen from me? Obviously, the Rebbe wanted to connect these two people together. And sure enough, this exact Rabbi Moskowitz, who had a pen to lend to Rabbi Yom Tov, turns out that he had a daughter who was also the right age, looking for a shidduch, and sure enough, they got married. Perhaps we can say that a person, a tzaddik like that, who has Ruach HaKodesh, understands that these two souls are connected, is able to help make the connection here in our world. But this is what a tzaddik can do. We can't do these kind of things, obviously. However, we have another shlichus, we have another mission, and that is learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. This helps to bring Mashiach quicker, especially since, unlike tzaddikim, we have a yetzirah, we have an evil inclination, which we have to struggle with all day. And by learning Torah and by doing mitzvahs, we're able to be more successful in this mission as well. Thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More. And please add in your learning of Torah and your doing of mitzvahs in order to help all Jewish people to be safe, especially now in Eretz Yisrael, and to be victorious in our struggle against our enemies. It's almost Purim, and just like in the story of Purim, we have a lot of enemies. May Hashem help us that we should be successful immediately, usher in the redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu. Thank you again for joining Jewish Stories and More.